Welcome to Wallet Wisdom, episode 4, I think we're up to.
That's right.
Two hosts. I'm Ryan.
I'm Kayla.
Producer Brett over on the board. How you doing?
What's happening, guys?
Hey, you know, getting a little bit better. We had that wonderful episode before this about COVID.
Yeah.
So, lots of great information there. It was a long one.
It was.
It was
a good one.
I love having Andrew Clarkson on, by the way.
He's wonderful.
And Sarah.
And Sarah Kemperman, so much information at a time where I think we're all asking a lot of questions, what to expect, and just a plethora of information. So
yeah. Well, we've got some good information on today's show, let me tell you. In Michigan, there's this whole auto reform thing happening. It's can be confusing if you don't know a whole lot about it. So we've got some folks in studio today. We've got Spencer from Lake Michigan Insurance Agency. He's going to be in just a moment, and we're going to ask all kinds of questions about Michigan auto reform. It's going to be riveting, and I, in fact, am going to learn a lot, I think.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Yes.
People say auto reform, and I'm kind of like, yeah, totally. Know what that is. Yep. Mm-hmm. So this will be very helpful for me.
So Brett has a treat for us today, as well as Kayla. I think you've got some financial files and stuff, right?
We do. It's that time of the show. Where
right. I'm excited. I didn't have to produce the segment this time.
Wow.
I'm so lazy.
Everyone needs a break once in a while.
What'd you do with all your free time?
I don't know. I dug out my backyard. Isn't that great? Bulldozers. So who wants to kick us off?
Well, you know, as we were just kind of referencing last, episode and about COVID, and, you know, we're still in that kind of midst of that still, and the effects of that, I'll tell you, it was pretty amazing, and I think many of us are experiencing this, but the fraud continues to
frog?
Come in. Frog? Did you say frog? Or
I thought you
was
said
it fraud.
I'm so sorry. You said fraud. F-R-A-U-D?
Yeah, that's
frog.
It.
Gotcha.
And here's the thing. In times like what's going on, it's sad, but it's true. The people that are considered predators out there that are trying to scam
like
us.
Like Kayla.
And,
I know.
And,
he looked right at me when he said that.
Mm-hmm. It was just a look. Yeah.
Truth be told, I didn't even look at you. I didn't want to.
But truly, they're going to find wherever people are the weakest and the most vulnerable. And unfortunately, they are getting smarter.
Well, that explains why you got targeted. And you're weak and vulnerable.
Vulnerable. I'm not very, muscular. It's true. It's very true. But what's unfortunate is that is the truth, and they will try to target you, and they're getting more and more sophisticated.
They really are.
And so I got a text message last week that said that my debit card had been deactivated, and to reach out to this number to reinstate it. I was thinking to myself, do I call this number? Do I not call this number? Thankfully, it was literally 5 minutes before I had to go get some pizza for the whole family.
How convenient.
I know. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to give it a shot. This seems a little sketchy in the first place. It didn't really seem to make sense to what was, my card and all the rest. And
by give it a shot, you mean
go and
use your card.
Exactly. Go and buy something with the card, despite what the text said. And lo and behold, my card went through just fine. Wasn't declined.
Huh.
Wasn't disabled. Nothing like that.
That brings up a good point. Regardless of what kind of text, I learned this from a fraud incident I had on my credit card. Call the number on the back of the credit card.
Yeah.
Versus
the one provided in this new format.
For sure. And it was interesting, too, because my wife and I have a joint account with that same card. And so she received the text message as well.
Really? Both of you?
Yeah.
That is kind of weird.
And it was just, I don't know how or what that was associated. And that's the thing that's hard. Sometimes you may receive a message that looks suspicious, but may actually be from a provider or not. But what you're saying, Ryan and Kayla, and it's so true, is it's better to be safe than sorry. Go to your card, call the number on the back. If you want, you can even go to their website of your banking financial institution and look up their contact information. Give them a call and find out. They're going to be able to see your information correctly, and you're going to know you're getting to the right correct people.
That's exactly mm-hmm. right.
Good advice.
Something I find pretty interesting about these, you know, COVID-related fraud is that according to a TransUnion survey, millennials are the target, which I feel like a lot in
our we're getting older and more confused. You know?
We talk a lot about how, you know, that baby boomer and older generation is usually the ones who fall victim. But yeah, according to this survey, millennials are being targeted the most. And some of the, in addition to these standard scams, we talk about phone calls, text messages, things of that nature. Things to look out for currently, according to an article from the Detroit Free Press, are
the
phony.
Freep.
Yep, the Freep. Phony websites selling masks.
Oh, really?
Masks?
So, yes.
Okay.
So you're thinking, oh, I'm going to buy some masks, but do a little bit of research on that company. Otherwise, you're just sending money to someone.
Yeah.
Stimulus payments related to that, if it's legit or not. And my favorite, the quarantine puppy scam.
Wait,
puppy
what?
Scam?
Yeah. So apparently
they're breaking people's hearts with puppies?
Yes.
Oh.
They're advertising, hey, get this puppy for $1,000, and you send them $1,000, and you never get a puppy.
Oh, no.
This is such a problem that the Better Business Bureau has issued a warning saying the coronavirus pandemic has given scammers the idea to ask for money up front or to make excuses as to why buyers cannot see the pet in person before heartbroken would-be pet owners figure out they have been conned.
How dare they use puppies?
Exactly.
I'm upset.
It's appalling. Well, next,
you know,
cats?
It is getting to the point, Kayla, where I don't even like going on websites that don't have like verified purchase.
Yeah.
You know, or PayPal, whatever. Mm-hmm. Unless it's like a really reputable retailer.
Yeah. And that's a smart way to be. Yeah. Better to be safe than sorry.
Yes. It's very true.
Yeah. Another article that I found interesting, kind of switching off the topic of fraud, because as we said, we've covered that a lot.
Frog.
We could cover frogs all day.
All day long.
But something that impacts probably more people is that, you know, with this pandemic, an article from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel via USA Today, or the other way around, talks about how you can expect your prices at the grocery store to go up. Now, if you read the article, it makes a lot of sense. Obviously, there's a huge demand right now for delivery or curbside pickup, which is more work for the employees. Somebody's got to do that extra work.
And how does that work? Don't you pay a premium at some of the stores for using those services? You think you'd pay for it that way?
I'm not sure when you go directly through the store like Meijer or Walmart curbside, because I've never used that, but I do pay an annual fee for my Shipt membership.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it just depends on which service you're using. Yeah, it's really interesting, too. And also, you know, everybody's still trying to make money. So manufacturers have actually reduced or eliminated incentives because demand is so high, they don't need to give you a deal on anything. You're going to buy it anyway.
That's right.
Wow.
So just things to keep in mind. With that, too, manufacturers are running at full capacity trying to keep up with demand. Just this month, Clorox said that its disinfectant wipes won't catch up with demand until later this summer.
Wow.
That's nuts. Yeah. I did see a friend post on Facebook. You know, people through this whole pandemic have been like really excited when they find toilet paper. So they'll post pictures.
Mm-hmm.
He had a thing of Clorox and he's like, look at what I found.
Yeah. Actually, my last Shipt order, it was last week. I didn't have any wipes on my list because they've all been sold out. My Shipt shopper actually texted me and said, hey, it's not on your list, but Meijer has some of their brand disinfectant wipes.
Nice.
Do you want me to grab you
some?
That's
so awesome how you get a they
tip.
Did that.
I was like, yep, your tip just went up a few bucks.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, cool.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's what we've got today for Financial Files.
All right, pretty exciting. We've got Stump the Show just after our interview in a moment with Spencer from the Insurance Group. It's going to be a fun little a game show today. We've got Name That Tune.
Name That Tune.
We're changing another
one. And producer Brett is our contestant.
Yes.
I'm excited, guys. A little worried.
You should be.
I'm not going
to
lie.
I mean,
Spencer
I had to come
like
up with
the
question.
He's got a lot of great knowledge in that head of his. He looks like he's a rock star.
He's in studio now pointing at his head.
That's right. So
it's
going to
be Songs from the tens, not the 1910s.
Oh, well, see, I would have known those, but 2010? Oh, no.
Speaking of Spencer, hey, what's up?
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on Wallet Wisdom here.
Yeah.
Incredible. So lots of stuff happening in the insurance world.
Yes.
Big sorry time. About that.
Yeah, that's it's getting crazy busy. Yeah, that's a good thing.
I take it you're probably getting a ton of calls about this whole auto reform stuff in Michigan and personal injury protection. Yes. I believe is what it's called, right? Did I get it right, Bip?
Well, that's part of it, for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yep. See, good, he's going to school us. I like this.
Absolutely.
Off to a good start.
Yeah.
No, for sure. For sure. So, like, what is kind of the those main points that are starting to shift? Is it, you know, a couple different things? What can you kind of give us on some of that?
I would probably say there's so many things have happened over mm-hmm. the past year with this no-fault reform. I would say there are probably two or three main things that people should really know and get ready for and start thinking about. The first thing would be the medical portion of the personal injury protection, which is what you were saying.
Yep.
You can now, I guess, in the state of Michigan right now, we have unlimited medical. So somebody gets hurt in an auto accident.
You're fully covered.
Yep. Unlimited benefits.
Nice. And that's okay. What no fault is, right? Or are personal injury protection and no fault, are those interchangeable? That's where I get hung
yeah,
up.
So the personal injury protection is a type of the cover, okay. type of coverage. So there's different coverages within no fault in the state of Michigan okay. that are mandatory, and the medical is a portion of it. So you can now, starting July 2nd, you can choose a certain limit of insurance that you can carry for medical. So
if you don't do anything, do you keep the coverage you have?
Because yep.
I almost feel like that makes more sense.
It mm-hmm. it does. It just depends on, yes, if you don't do anything, you're gonna stay at unlimited.
Okay.
But it just depends on what your financial situation, really, because, you know, there are rollbacks if you go, obviously you're getting for what you're getting the coverage you pay for, mm-hmm. but
yeah.
for someone, maybe $500,000 limit in medical is okay. If they've got health insurance,
yep.
you know, you're automatically saving $100 a vehicle on the MCCA fee by going to lower than unlimited.
Okay.
And then there's also, you know, a decrease in premium because of that. So I think really you want to talk to your agent and discuss what.
And that's very important. I learned yeah. a great thing in the last show from Andrew Clarkson. He said, check up from the neck up.
Hey, you got it right
yeah,
that time.
I did. So
yeah,
that's great advice. Call your agent. And you know, something that I wanted to bring up too is we have a lot of members at LMCU, a lot of people with mortgages and banking accounts, and not a lot of people know that we have an insurance agency.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's a great plug here to also kind of talk about yeah. LMIA and what you guys, you know, do. Kind of walk us through the broad range of services yeah. we can give folks.
Yeah, we're a full independent insurance agency. So we represent several different companies, some that are local here in Michigan, some that are regional, some that are national. We offer personal insurance, so your home, your auto, your boat, your umbrella, renter's insurance. We also have a commercial department as well.
Cool.
So they handle business insurance. Also do life insurance, health insurance. We do.
Yeah.
And you guys have just been continuing everything. To grow, and I want to preface to it in the state of Michigan. I think
yes, the state of Michigan. Yes.
Yeah. That's another story. But one of the things that I think is really neat is you can go right into the mobile banking app that we have on the smartphone and take a photo of your current declaration page
yeah.
and get a quote.
Yep. So, yeah, and there's so many different ways that you can, you know, you can work through your branch. You can go online, fill out your information. You can submit your deck page on the mobile app. I mean, there's just so many different ways.
Or you can call Spencer.
Or you can call us.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's right.
It's there are so many different ways now in today's day mm-hmm. and age, right? That you can get a hold of us, and a lot of different changes going on, and we're really starting to your point earlier, we're really starting to pick up with our phone calls. So,
so that's so to get back to auto reform.
Yeah,
that's July 2.
Yeah,
this starts to take effect.
Yeah,
but. You know, somebody like me who recently already renewed my premiums, I may not see this yeah. till next year, right?
Yeah, it depends on what you really want to do. So let's say you have a try to make this as easy as possible. Yes. You have like a May effective date running through 2020 to 2021, and you want to take advantage of the changes that are happening. You can call your agent, and we can work with the insurance company to essentially
reassess,
change your policies where it would be, where you'd have some new effective dates, but you could really take advantage of that, the new law.
And please jump in, anyone, with questions. Kayla, has a bunch of questions I know we're going to get to. But one of the things that I think about as well is the average driver, do we see anything from this? There was a lot of talk in the news when they passed the legislation. And to me, it doesn't seem on the surface like this really impacts me, the common driver, in any significant way. Is that right?
It can, potentially.
I'm so glad we're talking.
Yeah, it you're going to see a little bit of decrease on the, just on the MCCA fee alone, you're getting a little bit of a discount. And if you choose something lower than unlimited, you're going to see a discount as well. So, but again, you're always going to go back to you're going to pay for what kind of coverage you get. So best option, obviously, is the unlimited.
Yep.
But if you start looking at the other options, which might be perfect for somebody else, if you've got Medicare, there's an option for you there. If you're thinking about maybe the $500,000 or $250,000, or you want some exclusions on there, the cost benefit could outweigh what the kind of coverages that you want.
Yeah.
I also think that we're going to start seeing, and this is kind of a different part of this whole equation, is I think we're going to start seeing more lawsuits in the state of Michigan.
Oh, yeah,
because when you take a look right now, let's say I got hurt in an auto accident, I have unlimited benefits. So there's no reason for you to sue me because my medical costs are covered, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So let's say that I go ahead and opt out of medical insurance. I have no medical coverage and you are at fault and you hit me and I can now start coming after you for lawsuit. And I don't know if you've noticed, but you've probably seen a lot more billboards with auto attorneys and stuff like that. Yeah.
Those ambulance chasers.
Yeah. And it's, it is, and this, that's kind of how it is in other states, but that's why your liability limits right now, which have changed coming up on July 2nd, it's going to be so important that you really talk with your agent and understand what kind of liability limits you have, because the game's changing. That's for sure.
There's a lot of confusion around that, too.
I think my biggest question, and I like to think I'm a good representative of people who don't know much about this, is, you've mentioned a few times about how your fees could go down. If you don't do anything, your cost isn't going up.
Correct.
So,
So
whatever you're paying now, if you do nothing and keep that unlimited coverage, your payment will, in theory, stay the same.
In theory.
Great.
Yep,
cool.
Absolutely. And you should see a little bit of a discount because there is a rate rollback on choosing unlimited. But with that fee going down, you potentially could see some savings right away.
And is that because there will be potentially more competition that is now going to come from that as well for some of these insurance companies to provide different plans and options that
no.
it becomes more of that?
That's a really good question, though. And that does make a difference across the board. But
sure.
These are mandated rollbacks from the state that they're talking about. But kind of going a little bit back, so you really might start seeing that those bodily injury limits and the rates going up on that portion of your policy. So, at the end, we'll kind of see how it all plays out.
You might be just robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think for a lot of us folks, not directly, so directly in the insurance business like you are, why did all this happen?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I think people were just complaining about, maybe rightfully so, how much they're paying for insurance because
it was a pretty hot topic
before
the election.
Absolutely.
I remember.
And here's the thing is, our state is one of the most expensive in the United States because, but you also got to look at what we're getting. You might go somewhere else, another state, and I'm not sure because I don't work in these other states, but let's say for example you will go to California and you only pick $10,000 in medical.
Right.
In Michigan it is unlimited.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you can't, that's a heck of a coverage, to be honest with you. So, I mean, even your health plan probably doesn't pay like that.
Right.
So, and it's all first dollar. So it's, you know, you can choose a deductible, but for the most part, it's first dollar.
Right.
You know, so.
And I know plenty of people that, who I won't name by name, who, you know, have moved here since college, but keep their insurance from their home state, which is not Michigan because it's so much cheaper.
Right.
Interesting.
But again, that's because they don't have that unlimited.
Yeah. And if they're residents here, they really need to move their insurance. So I get it.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the hardest sales for me is I get somebody moving from a different state and their insurance is half of what
right,
it is
exactly.
here. And it's, you know.
Yeah.
But.
I imagine that'd be difficult, for sure.
So your advice, I guess, at this point in time, is if you have questions, call your agent.
For sure.
Check up from the neck up.
Yeah, is now a good time, Spencer, to start shopping and you know, people to start looking into, like, say, LMIA and get quotes? Is now the time to do some of that stuff, or are we really business as usual in that sense?
I would say, I think now is a good time because – you know, you can start quoting now in June for the July 2nd effective date. So, absolutely. I mean, I think that this is going to be a big, and I always tell people this is probably going to be a very big shopping event across the board.
Yeah.
For people in the state of Michigan. So I think now is a good time for sure.
What are, like, the biggest questions that you've either heard from yourself or from colleagues that are coming in terms of maybe we can help some folks out that might have something similar?
Yeah, I think the biggest question is what the heck's going on?
You know, it's confusion.
That's so generic, but I just think if we can talk about the bodily injury limits that are changing and the medical that's changing, I hope people don't just go, for example, online. It's great. You can go online, get your own stuff, and you can do that with us. But, you know, I really hope people are taking advantage of using an agent because, you know, if someone
That's why
just,
you're there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Somebody just goes, excludes the coverage, and they don't really know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Big consequences.
That's huge, you know, just to save a penny.
It's really risky.
Know, it's, so.
Yeah, that's it, too. I mean, people say, you know, what the heck's going on? You know, what does this mean? But really what they're asking is, what does this mean for me and my exact specific scenario, which you can't get unless you connect with an agent.
Conversations are going to be much different that I'm having now that will be happening in the future because it's going to be, you know, the insurance industry in general, you know, the big insurance companies, which are fantastic, but they really have made it so it's very transactional, right?
Yes.
I mean, you can go on and it's not personal anymore.
Right.
But with this whole thing going on right now, it needs to be personal.
Yeah, you can't skip that.
You can't skip it because you just don't know totally what's going on unless you're in the industry on a daily basis.
Right. You need an expert to walk you through
exactly.
this.
Well, and I think that's the same thing that you're kind of getting at is everybody's circumstances are a little different. And if you don't have someone that has the expertise that you can have that relational aspect before the transactional aspect to help guide you and look at all of the variables, you know, you're just going to kind of get then a cookie cutter plan that a lot of these agencies or these big companies that will just online wise just kind of serve you up. But having someone like you guys at LMIA to really take that approach, just like the entire vision of how we run at LMCU, willing to take the time, sit down with our members and our people who we're servicing, and spending the time with them and helping them.
Yep.
You know, that's been always the DNA, right?
Yeah. So you know, there's definitely people that, you know, don't necessarily, if they want to just talk on the phone, we're here to talk. You know, we'll take 25, 30 minutes, whatever it takes to talk to somebody on the phone if they don't want to come in or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Well, and we have a great set of information online. It's at lmcu.org/auto-reform. There's lots of information that's been posted there.
Tons of frequently asked questions.
Yes.
And as we said, if those don't apply to your situation, there's a phone number there. You can get connected with an agent immediately.
So check that out. I ended up shooting a video a little while ago, Brett and I, with your boss, Ken Mann.
Yeah.
I don't know where that was posted. I was just going on there to see where that was, but it didn't seem to be
there. It's either on that website, or I think we sent out an email to...
Yeah, so we can give folks access to that, too, and that might help a little bit. And thank you for coming on today, Spencer.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll check back in with you after the dust settles a little bit and see maybe what bigger questions people are having. I'm sure Kayla will be monitoring the social channels, and we'll
see what comes through.
We're in this together, as we hear so much these days. Thank you so much, Spencer.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.